From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 16, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Livingston Town Board will hold a public hearing on September the 8th on a proposed townwide mining ban. The proposed moratorium is a response to public concern over the application of Red Wing sand and gravel to mine approximately 14 acres of land on County Route 19 between County Route 8 and Hapeman Road. George Osborne, a local resident, told the town board last week 100 people met the previous Sunday, and the consensus among the group was to oppose and prevent the company from gaining permission to mine. Osborne said, and I quote, "People have flyers out, they've spoken to attorneys, major opposition is in the works," end quote. Martin Hoffman, a member of the Twin Lakes Improvement Association, said he was glad the moratorium would be considered, but said he was afraid it would apply only to new applications, not to pending ones like Red Wings. Hoffman said there are four or five gravel mines currently in operation in Livingston, but they are, and I quote, "mom and pop operations," end quote. Those companies mine maybe 100 yards a day, but Red Wing would take out 1,000 yards a day, Hoffman said. And while the town says Red Wing's application applies only to 14.3 acres, according to the company's land use plan, the area to be mined is 114 acres. Red Wing President Frank Daugherty will discuss the project at a meeting of the Columbia County Planning Board tonight, Tuesday, August the 16th, at 401 State Street in Hudson. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the city of Hudson has hired a cross guard for the John L. Edwards Primary School. The crossing guard will assist student pedestrians crossing the three-way intersection at State, 4th, and Carroll Streets in Hudson. The district has been without school crossing services for nearly 5 years. In 2011, then-Hudson Police Chief Ellis Richardson made the decision to terminate the service due to budgetary constraints. Crossing guards in Hudson, as in most locations, are civilian employees of the local police department. Hudson Board of Education member David Kesselberg said the new crossing guard will be on duty in the morning and afternoon. School starts Wednesday, September the 7th. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Greene County Public Health Department has announced its schedule of flu clinics in September. The clinics are offered in conjunction with the County Department of Human Services. The clinics will take place September the 26th at the Rivertown Senior Center in Athens, September 27th at the Acre Senior Nutrition Site, September 28th at the Town of Coxsackie Senior Center, and September the 29th at the Jewett Senior Nutrition Site. A fifth clinic will be held on a date to be determined at the Washington Irving Senior Center in Catskill. All clinics will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Information is available by calling the Health Department at 518-719-3600. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that 19th Congressional District candidate Democrat Zephyr Teachout on Monday, August the 15th, challenged hedge fund managers Paul Singer and Robert Mercer to a debate. Singer and Mercer helped fund a super PAC that supports Teachout Republican rival John Faso. Teachout said in a statement, and I quote, "The voters deserve to hear directly from the billionaires backing John Faso about what they expect to get from him in Congress. These are people probably trying to buy power, and voters should know who they are and what they stand for," end quote. In a video, Teachout called out Singer specifically, asking him to debate on offshore jobs, Common Core, and hydraulic fracturing. In response, the Faso campaign called Teachout a carpetbagger and accused the Fordham law professor of grandstanding. Faso said in a statement, and I quote, "She has no grasp on everyday concerns of the people of this district. Rather than discussing jobs and the upstate economy, she attempts to distract attention from her radical views," end quote. Mercer contributed $500,000 to the PAC. Singer donated $600,000 to the group created to keep the 19th congressional district seat in the Republican column. Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson currently holds the seat. He is not seeking re-election. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Presidential politics are busy in New York these days. A new Siena poll released August 15th shows 42% of voters favor Democrat Hillary Clinton, 34% want Republican Donald Trump to lead the nation, 9% like Libertarian Gary Johnson, and 6% favor the Green Party's Jill Stein. Despite those results, the state's conservative party will endorse Trump on September the 7th, the Daily News has reported. State Party Chairman Michael Long said, and I quote, "I'm sure there may be some committeemen who will abstain or vote against him, but I believe he's going to overwhelmingly get the conservative party support," end quote. But Trump's lack of popularity in New York may be breaking up the bond between New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York State Senate Republicans. The New York Post reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo may publicly back a Democratic Senate takeover. Over the past few years, Cuomo seems to prefer having a few conservative Democrats side with Republicans to give them a Senate voting majority. But a Clinton landslide may bring a Democrat-controlled New York State Senate this fall. If you want to vote this fall, the time to register is running out. The voter registration for New York's September the 13th state and local primary elections of August the 19th and October the 14th for November election. Anyone eligible can go to newyork.gov/services/register-vote to register to vote. Follow this link on the WGXE newsroom for more information. Finally, Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Register Star that two of the three bids for a section of the Harlem Valley Rail Trail came within the budget August the 10th, which means the sections may be complete later this fall. The Harlem Valley Rail Trail will be a 42-mile path for cycling and walking from Wassaic Station in Dutchess County to Chatham in Columbia County. Currently, three sections remain unconnected, from Chatham to Hillsdale between Millerton Station and Under Mountain Road, and from Black County Road to Orphan Farm Road in Copaig. The 1.5-mile ladder section will be completed with the new bids from A. Colarusso and Sons of Hudson and Casal Construction of Wyattsville. In May, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, announced that he was supporting a U.S. Department of Transportation grant for the other two unfinished sections of the trail. Dick Hermans, chairman of the Harlem Valley Rail Trail Association, said, and I quote, "There is still some fine-tuning to do, but we expect to award the bid this coming week." You can read that full story in the Register Star. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for East Central New York and Western Massachusetts for today, Tuesday, August the 16th. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the region on Tuesday afternoon into early evening. The main threat will be the potential for damaging wind gusts in excess of 58 miles an hour. Isolated tornadoes will also be possible. The storms will contain lightning and heavy rainfall. Flash flooding is possible. As for today, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers and thunderstorms, also possible after 9 a.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 84 degrees. Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 69. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, isolated showers before 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Thursday, isolated showers, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 6:03 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:54 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 51 minutes of daylight. That's about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 16th day of August 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.